And headed straight for Uncle Joe's saloon. Hungry like a wolf he was, he said he came from far. Laid his heavy hands upon the stool. Uncle Joe said, "Let me fix the steak for you.
Oh, some German sausage or some cheese.
Kangaroo and cantaloupe
will do the trick for you.
This is what we heard the stranger say.
I don't want no beef, I don't want no pork, I don't want no chicken soup. I don't want no kangaroo on a cantaloupe. I don't want a potato fry, my friend. Oh no, why don't you grow my hair and fry yourself?"
Joe was quick to take offense, but he glanced with apprehension at the stranger's hands. "These are the kind of tools that kill a man,
you say.
I quickly fix some pumpkin soup. The animals are just like you and me,"
the stranger said.
"They live and feel and breathe as does a man. I don't like the way
you treat them every day.
Is that so hard to understand?
I don't want no beef, I don't want no pork, I don't want no chicken soup. I don't want no kangaroo on a cantaloupe. I don't want a steak or fry, my friends. Oh no, why don't you grow my head and fry yourself?"
They caught him when he left town in the morning.
Uncle Joe and half a dozen men.
He beat down two, he killed one with his fist before they worked him to the ground. Crooked judge's word sent him to Alcatraz, to a prison cell for 20 years. But in the evening, when the soup was being served, this is what the gods would hear.
I don't want no beef, I don't want no pork, I don't want no chicken soup. I don't want no kangaroo on a cantaloupe. I don't want to see you fry, my friends. Oh no, why don't you go ahead and fry yourself?
Don't fry yourself.
Why don't you go ahead and fry yourself?